From NPR News, this is Day to Day. There is record demand now for the food stamp program. Nearly 1 in 10 low-income Americans are expected to use food stamps this year. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, can the food stamp program meet this increased demand?
Well, you know, overall food inflation is in the double digits now, but it's especially bad for staples like eggs, for example, which are up 40%, and bread and flour and milk is up 26%. And food is a much bigger part of the average household budget than gasoline. So the participation in the food stamp program is breaking records. The demand isn't coming just from the unemployed either. The working poor are also looking for food assistance. In some regions of the country, half the households getting food stamps have at least one adult with a job. Stacy Dean, the director of food assistance policy for the D.C. think tank Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says the growing demand for food stamps is a sign of economic problems to come.
The program ties very directly to poverty and to unemployment and overall household income. It's largely the economy that is pushing people onto the program. It's an indicator that we have trouble in the economy for our needy families.
John, you're in Washington. Any talk there of some help for these needy families? Any more government assistance?
Well, benefits are already tied to inflation, but they're only adjusted once a year, and that's in October. The average benefit is $100 a month per person. That comes to just over a dollar a meal. And just since last October, when it was adjusted, that dollar has already eroded by about a nickel. Now, the food stamp program is up for renewal this year. It's in the huge farm bill that's nearing completion in Congress. It raises the minimum benefit and adjusts it more quickly to changes in food prices. Over 10 years, the farm bill pumps an additional $10 billion into the food stamp program.
Now, that farm bill, though, is still bogged down in politics. It hasn't been approved yet. Is that affecting the availability of food stamps?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, even then, with the farm bill passing, the changes would be phased in over time. So there is some talk in Congress of a second stimulus package to supplement the rebate checks that are arriving from the IRS this month. This second stimulus would be targeted at low-income people. The argument is that a boost in assistance programs like food stamps is especially good for the economy because poor people are likely to spend their checks, giving the economy an immediate jumpstart. There is one more item of possible short-term help from the government. The Agriculture Department has some resources on its website to help stretch the family food budget, including recipes for healthy meals that cost as little as 25 cents a person.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.